Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. The wait is over. John 1:14. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. What are you waiting for? A new job, a baby, a spouse, a house? Doesn't it seem like within every season we are always waiting for something? Have you ever forgotten that you aren't waiting for Jesus? Seems like a silly question, but seriously, sometimes all we need to do is remember that Jesus did indeed come as promised and is still with us. This Christmas, the wait is over, and no matter what losses, sadness, joy, or anticipation we have going into these next couple of days, there's one thing that unites us all. Our long-awaited Savior is no longer words on a page. He is flesh and blood, baby Jesus, born in a manger. Jesus wasn't a name that would have been that important to God's Old Testament people, the Jews. They were the chosen family, hand-selected by God to carry the line of the Savior, and yet they didn't even know His name. They had to trust through every trial that the Savior was coming. Slavery, war, rebellion, you name it, the Jews had been through it. And yet, there was always one common thread that brought hope. A Messiah was coming. For thousands of years, the promise of a Savior kept the light burning. Sometimes it seemed as though it could barely keep shining, but God always made a way. Maybe you feel more like an Old Testament Jew than a New Testament Christian this Christmas. Are you facing what feels like an impossible command from God, like Abraham? Are your requests to God feeling like they are landing on deaf ears, like Rachel? Are you feeling betrayed by the ones who should love you the most, like Joseph? Maybe you are in a leading position like Moses and feel you don't have what it takes. Do you relate to Esther and know that you should be more courageous in a scary situation but can't find the strength? The Old Testament gives us countless examples of people of faith who came up short. But then, after what felt like an eternity of silence, one name changed everything. Jesus. No longer was the Messiah a shadow of things to come. The Word made flesh was here, Son of Mary and Joseph, conceived by the Holy Spirit to save the nations. How blessed are we to know His name, to know without a shadow of a doubt that the prophecies are no longer just words on a page, but flesh and blood, making His dwelling among us. He walks alongside us through the hills and valleys. The waiting is over. The struggles remain. But the waiting is over. We can rejoice this Christmas that God keeps His promises. While we live as New Testament Christians, we get to call on the beautiful name of our Savior. In this world, we will have trouble. We've seen it all over Scripture. But let one thing unite us. Jesus is here, and He's overcome the world. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank You for keeping Your promises. This Christmas, help us reflect on all the times You have done what You said You would do. Strengthen our faith to trust in You through the hills and valleys of this life. We praise You for the most important and precious gift of a Savior. Amen. For further meditation on the thoughts of today's devotion, read through Christian Worship 330, verse 1, Peace Came to Earth. This beautiful hymn captures the expression of Emmanuel, God with us. A blessed Christmas to each of you. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.